Good morning. As you may be aware, by the little gift you got in the mail this week, we are beginning our stewardship emphasis here at Calvary, which is pretty traditional for the fall time. I have been asked today to give my perspective on why I give for our stewardship emphasis. And so I'll talk a little bit about just the journey I've been through, but also how that journey has led me to a much broader perspective on stewardship. My journey of stewardship has been over probably 15 to 20 years, being much more intentionally focused on what it means to tithe, but also to give wholly of myself and how to make that part of my faith journey. Like many of you who might have been raised in the church, I too was raised in the church, and I witnessed as a kid my parents would give me a dollar and I'd immediately put it in the offering plate. So that was kind of my first experience with that part of the concept of stewardship. As a teenager, I was active in my church youth group, and I think from the tithing financial part, what was the biggest impression to me was I witnessed my mom writing a check every Sunday, in spite of the fact that I knew she was a single parent, and I also knew that my dad was not really providing what he needed to for child support. So that made an impression on me that this was much more than a dollar amount or money. It was something more than that, but I still didn't quite understand what that meant. The church I was in North Carolina before I came here actually had a pretty significant emphasis on tithing, which is never a fun topic, never a comfortable topic for churches. But I really appreciated the way that we approached it there because we really talked about it as a deepening of faith. And I say a deepening of faith, not a test of faith, and that was made very clear every single time we discussed this. Stewardship and tithing is not a test of faith. So it took me a while to figure out, well, okay, then what is it? Part of what led me down this path was the pastor's discussion about where finances fit in our whole lives. And he used to say that budgets are moral documents, and that your checkbook is one of the clearest reflections of what you value in your life. And of course, again, stewardship, tithing, it's much more than money. But in our society, money is a pretty clear indication of at least part of value. So what does this mean to me? First, I knew it meant reorienting my thinking about tithing and stewardship. I realized it again, as I said before, it wasn't so much about a number or even good caretaking, although obviously both of those have roles in the process. So I decided I needed a goal. And so I thought, well, you know, the Bible says 10%, so that seems reasonable. So I set that as a goal, not to say that I reached that goal easily or quickly. Over the many years it took me to work toward that, my stewardship evolved into something that today really feels very core to my faith. Again, it's about much more than money. For me, it's about grounding myself in what is truly important in life. And for me, that equates to the simple things, to the basics, relationships, and community. Now, I'll take an aside here to say that I do enjoy good things. I enjoy nice things. But when it comes down to it, when it comes down to how I choose how I spend my resources, which would include not just money, but time, energy, and where I put the gifts that I feel that God has given me, I really make that much more about relationship and community and the simple things. And I want to be careful to say here, too, money and financial resources aren't inherently bad, but I think what has started to make more sense to me is that the more resources we have, the more able we are to move further and further away from relationship and beloved community, because especially in a very individualistic society like we live in, that's really the ultimate goal, is it not? To be self-sufficient? And that, in my view, is really in opposition to what God calls us to do. So, how do I view this now? It continues to be a journey. I think regularly evaluating all that I have, be that money, time, talent, whatever, and being honest with myself, and this is the hardest part, being honest with myself about what my needs are relative to the needs of others, that's really the yardstick by which I try to discern God's call to giving for me. Recently on this journey, I had to reevaluate what this meant again. I was self-employed and did not have a steady source of income. So what does that mean for a pledge I had already made to this church and this community? What was the best way for me to be a good steward of a greatly reduced amount of resources, both in terms of meeting my personal obligations and my obligations to this community? Those aren't easy questions, and they are not questions with a uniform answer. But again, I think the question really isn't about how much, but more about what does my heart truly desire? Where I choose to allocate the resources I have is the outward sign of my heart's desire. And bringing it a little bit closer to home, being part of this specific community of faith, makes me consider the role of my gifts in keeping the lights on and compensating our staff fairly for the work that they do on our behalf and for us. So that has to be part of it too. I love that I'm getting to talk with you on World Communion Sunday. It's always one of my favorite Sundays, one, because I'm a little bit of a church nerd, but two, because it's a reminder that we're bound to one another across all borders. It's also a reminder that even in the worst of circumstances, we are still so much better off in this country than much of the world. Our needs are automatically met in the U.S. in ways that they are not in much of the rest of the world. And one of the things that brought that home to me this past year was I was among the group that went to El Salvador, and I did not know until I got there that many people in El Salvador spend a third of their days just trying to seek potable water. When's the last time you really worried and worked to find a drink of water? So reflecting also on that time I spent in El Salvador, the other thing that really struck me was that I saw others with so much less than I have give so much more than I do, and I mean that in the most comprehensive sense. Today we're also honoring the life of Oscar Romero, who gave his very life to draw attention to the needs of the poor. So I think what this means to me, and as I continue my reflection and my growth in this area, is that we all have something to give, every single one of us. And our church and our community and our world will be so much better off if we give wholly of ourselves, whether that's resources, if we have them, time, more deeply of ourselves and the gift that we are and who God made us to be, and our compassion. So what is it that you have to give? How can you help support this community financially? What are the special gifts and talents that you have that will bring joy, comfort, or wisdom to our life together here at Calvary? So I'll just challenge you, as I'm challenging myself as well, to take some time over the next few weeks to ponder what the answers to those questions might be for you. And then share your commitment on October 28th on Pledge Sunday by turning in a pledge card. So thank you for your attention, and if you'll join me now for the offertory prayer. Dear God, giver of all things, thank you for this day, for the many examples of giving that are right here in this room. Thank you for the gift of Senor Romero, and for his example that helps us to continue pressing forward in our journeys to figure out, what are you calling us to give? What do we need to be thankful to you for? And what challenge does that present to us to give to others of ourselves wholly and fully? Bless these gifts that they might do your work in this world. Amen.